With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Yay! Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, everyone. And welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically podcast. I am so grateful that you are here. Many of you by now may know my voice, but for those of you who don't, I am Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and I am thrilled to have you here with me for today's episode on religious practices that will help you become successful, right? So we're diving into the core of how religious and spiritual practices, regardless of specific beliefs, can help us cultivate habits and mindsets that lead to a personal and professional success. Remember, our podcast is about you being you, right? You being who you were created to be. Therefore, success is not only about reaching a certain goal, but also it's about finding fulfillment, balance, and resilience along life's journey. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, but religious practices offer a blueprint for building this type of holistic success. Religion, at its core, provides individuals with a sense of structure, purpose, and grounding. Sometimes religion can have a negative connotation associated with it, but regardless of specific beliefs, many religious practices are truly centered around values like gratitude, mindfulness, discipline, service, and introspection, that is. Think about it. These elements, when woven into our daily lives, can create a strong foundation for achieving our goals while staying true to who we are. So today, I'll be discussing key practices from various religions or religious tradition, that is, that can offer guidance and strength to anyone, regardless of your religious, spiritual affiliation, that is, on your path to success. So let's do this, okay? Many of us strive for success. Some of us will do anything, and I mean anything, or give anything for success. But with success without balance, right, and perspective that religious practices can bring, it can and it will feel overwhelming. Whether you consider yourself religious, spiritual, or simply interested in personal growth, exploring these practices can help you build a life that feels both meaningful and successful. And who doesn't want that, right? So that is what this episode is all about. How religious traditions encourage us to be present, to be disciplined, to be grateful and resilient. Qualities that are vital for a successful and fulfilling life, I promise you. So for me, what I found is by incorporating elements of these practices, these religious practices, into my daily life, although I will be the first to say that I am not religious, right? I'm not. I'm a Jesus follower. And you guys heard me say it time and time again. But these religious, incorporating these religious elements or these practices into my daily life, my life has been transformed. It has been transformed. So success for me isn't just about me working hard, me being on the grind, fake it till you make it. That's not success for me. Success is about working with a purpose, working with peace, oh my gosh, and resilience. And what I know is religious practices can help us, can help me, can help you, can help us all achieve just that. No joke. I'm not joking about this at all. So let's start with talking about mindfulness and meditation. One of the practices, religious practices. We hear about it. People talk about it, right? So many religious traditions, from Buddhism to Christianity, emphasize meditation or prayer as a practice of centering the mind and being present to the moment. See, being present to your day, or being present moment by moment to your day, what's happening in your day and around your day. Being mindful of that helps you to build focus and resilience, which are essential. They are essential for success. So practicing this daily, even for a few minutes, can enhance your ability to handle challenges that comes up, right? But you want to handle your challenges in a calm and clarity or clearing way. Like, you don't want to be all over the place when it comes to handling and managing your challenges. So what I want to say is, start with a few minutes. I want to recommend that you start with a few minutes of meditation each day to cultivate awareness. I do mine in the morning. But you can stop and take time any time of the day and meditate, right? You can meditate on a poem, meditate on scripture. You can even meditate on your breathing, but implement it, right? Practice staying present in conversations. Oh my goodness, that is so powerful. When you're speaking to someone, or someone is speaking with you, stay present to what they're saying. You can repeat or summarize what they're saying by actively listening, right, to what they're saying. That proves you're actively listening. So practice staying present with one another when you're in a conversation. Stay present to activities that you partake in throughout your day. See, this will train your mind to focus on one thing at a time. Now, although I love to do it, right? You know that term, multitasking. Women, we like to do it a lot. So, but I'm not talking about multitasking now. Because when we're multitasking multiple things, it will become easy for us to become overwhelmed, at least for me. So let's start practicing focusing on one thing at a time. Okay, so gratitude is a core religious principle. I know you heard it before, and we hear it all the time. Give thanks. Gratitude is a key theme in religious teachings around the world, from the gratitude prayer of Islam to the Thanksgiving in Christianity. Cultivating gratitude can shift your mindset, can help you see opportunities that may be hiding in situations, particularly bad situations, right? And gratitude can improve relationships, challenging relationships as well. Yes. So success isn't just about achievement or accomplishments, right? It's also about appreciating the journey while you're on the journey. So what are you thankful for, right? When you're on the journey, be thankful just for the journey. Be thankful for the process. Now, let me ask this again. What are you thankful for? How about you try this? Begin or end your day by writing down a few things that you're grateful for, that you're thankful for. If this is too much, one or two, you know, writing down, I didn't say three things. Write down three things. But if writing down three things is too much for you, just write down one. Write down one thing and build from there. This habit can build a positive, resilient mindset, and it will help you see things from a positive perspective, not a negative perspective. Although negativity tends to creep in from time to time. Express your gratitude and thankfulness. Express it. Share it with people. Ensure that you're telling people around you that you are thankful for them, that you're thankful for their help. You're thankful for their support. And some people, just their presence alone makes a difference in your life. Make sure you tell those people, thank you for your presence, because it fosters meaningful relationships that's going to support your growth and lead you to success. Service and giving back, they're also religious assets that has always been around. Service is emphasized across religious traditions as a way to build compassion and build community. Serving others bring along with it a feeling of empathy, compassion. It helps you to think of others and feel for others. Acts of service, it's not one way. They don't just benefit others. Acts of service gives us purpose, and it helps us to stay rooted and grounded in who we are. Intentionally contributing to others or giving to others or giving back, whether through volunteering, mentoring, or acts of kindness. See, it reminds us that success is not only personal, but collective, because no man or woman is an island. Can't do it all alone. Purposely find ways to give back, to serve others, whether it's through a formal volunteer opportunity, monetary donations, or small acts of kindness. Give back. Mentor someone who can benefit from your expertise, who can benefit from your experience, and who can benefit just from you being present. It's a way of giving, and it will be a reminder of just how much you have grown or how far you have come. So at times, we find discipline and consistency. We find these practices, and they get frowned upon at times, especially in religious atmosphere, right? But religion highly emphasizes discipline. Whether it's you're doing a fast, or you set up prayer schedules, or just the moral code of what you believe or what you're living by. This discipline builds consistency, which is also essential to success, to your success. That being said, your success, my success, our success. Right? But being disciplined or taking a disciplined approach, it helps us to manage our time. It supports you. It supports me with committing to our goals and following through on our intentions. Discipline isn't bad. And it's an essential part of religious practice. Consider establishing daily rituals, like reading, some of you read the Bible every day, or read a motivational book, or read poems, or set aside quiet time just to be still, just to be still. You can implement this throughout any time of the day. You can do it in the morning, midday, or even in the evening. Whatever time of the day works well for you, that serves you, let's put it into practice. How about that, right? Commit to small, consistent actions every day that brings you closer to your goal. Use a journal or a notebook to track your progress and appreciate your setbacks. Let me say that again. Appreciate your setbacks, because your setbacks, believe it or not, they are full of wisdom. They are. Religious traditions often involve seeking guidance through prayer, scripture, or meditation. This practice encourages reflection, a chance for you, for me, for us to evaluate our actions, to evaluate our goals and our values. I want to add to this, be still and reflect on where you are. Reflect on the path that you are taking to get there. Ask yourself, do I need to do a U-turn or take a detour? Or am I going left? Am I going right? It is so easy to get caught up in day-to-day pressures. So easy. But making time to stop, to step back, reflect, seek guidance if you need to, all of this is going to help you see the bigger picture. The bigger picture. And it will also help you to realign your actions with your purpose. Because sometimes we need some realignment. Again, no man or woman is an island. So don't get that twisted. Intentionally set aside time weekly to reflect on your progress. You want to know how are you doing? How are we moving? Are we moving forward? What is our pace? Are we moving too slow? Is this going too fast? Be sure to look at your strengths. But not only that, look at your weaknesses as well. Look at them and identify areas of improvement. Seek guidance through journaling. Like when you journal, you can always go back and read what you wrote, or speak with a mentor for some guidance as well. To help keep your goals in perspective, that's what you want to do. Accountability is huge. It's a huge part of success. And that's what we're talking about, right? Religious practices that will help you become successful. Okay, embrace your resilience and practice patience regularly. Yes, religion teaches resilience. Think of the story of Job in the Christianity in the Bible, right? For those who read the Bible, but for those who don't, it's in the Christianity faith. Or the trials of Buddha for those who follow Buddhism. From these stories, it's clear success isn't always smooth and it's not easy. Instead, success requires patience. It requires resilience and the willingness to keep going even when things are hard, even when it doesn't look like things are going your way or the way you planned it. These qualities will help you. It will help us to navigate challenges with grace. That's right. I said with grace. So remind yourself often that you are not perfect. And that you will make mistakes, and you will make mistakes often. So look back on your past challenges. Look at how you overcome them. Acknowledge your growth and celebrate, 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 even if it's a baby step. Stay committed and be patient with yourself and your progress, especially when the journey feels long, daunting, and uncertain. So as I wrap up on the religious practices that will help you become successful, I'm hoping that today's episode has shown you the religious practices can offer practical, timeless tools for building your success by incorporating gratitude, discipline, resilience, and service into our lives. We can create a strong foundation for sustainable and measurable success. No matter where you are in your journey, think of these practices so that they can help you stay rooted and grounded, to stay focused, to stay present, and to stay true to yourself. So here's my challenge for you. Here's my challenge. I want you to pick one of these practices: mindfulness through meditation, gratitude, service and giving back, being disciplined and consistent, seeking guidance and reflection, embracing resilience and patience. Pick one, just one, and make it part of your daily routine today. Do it today. Start small, whether it's in the morning or morning meditation. Well, if it's in the morning, afternoon, or evening, or if it's a meditation, a gratitude list, or an act of kindness, rather small or big. And I want you to notice how it affects your mindset and your growth. Success is a journey, not a destination. And these practices are here to support you on your path. That's why I'm sharing it. So with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. This pushes you to dumb down, to run, hide who you really are, and you just go with the flow. But you are you unapologetically, and that means being true to who you were created to be and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. No, we're not doing that anymore. Yes, people are going to talk, no doubt, but you don't have the time nor to be intimidated by the presence of others and think little of yourself. Nobody got time for that. You don't have the time for that. So when you show up without pretense and hesitation, when you show up being you, being the true you, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't hide your light. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light, to shine it so brightly that you're sharing your light, and that you're helping others to tap into their own brilliance. So let's put an end to this disparaging mindset, right? And begin to own our true authentic self. Please, 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 please join me here, where I'm going to initiate influential conversations about a lot of things, but more so about you being you. So about a lot of topics, but more so about you being you unapologetically, because you are you unapologetically, and no one is better at being you than you. No one, I say it time and time again, no one is better at being Kim than me. I got this down. I got it down. And no one is better at being you than you. So be you unapologetically. Thank you again and again and again for joining me on the You Are You Unapologetically podcast. Now, if you enjoyed this episode like you enjoyed last episode and the episode before that, don't forget to subscribe and make sure you share it. Share it with someone who you know will benefit from these juicy insights, right? Again, subscribe because you don't want to miss the next episode, right? And lastly, keep going. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. And remember, you are capable of building a successful and meaningful life by simply being you. It's that simple. It's that simple. Until next time, stay empowered. Stay empowered. Ciao, ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.